May God bless the forces of civilization. Netanyahu announces Operation Rising Lion to roll back Iranian threat. By Joshua Klein on June 12, 2025. Following the launch of Operation Rising Lion, Israel's military campaign targeting Iran's nuclear and missile infrastructure, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed decisive action, declaring Friday that the Jewish state will continue striking Iran as long as necessary to neutralize what he called an existential nuclear threat, concluding with a defiant message, "Long live Israel! Long live America!" and calling on God to bless the forces of civilization everywhere. The Israeli premier framed the moment as a turning point in history, invoking both past atrocities and present dangers. For decades, the tyrants of Tehran have brazenly and openly called for Israel's destruction, backing up their genocidal rhetoric with a nuclear weapons development program. In recent years, Iran has produced enough highly enriched uranium for 9 atomic bombs, Netanyahu stated. Recent intelligence confirms that Iran has taken unprecedented steps to weaponize its uranium stockpile. Netanyahu warned that, if left unchecked, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a matter of months, or less than a year. "This presents a clear and present danger to Israel's very survival," the prime minister asserted, drawing a historical parallel. 80 years ago, the Jewish people suffered through the Holocaust, perpetrated by the Nazi regime. Today, the Jewish state refuses to be a victim of a nuclear holocaust at the hands of the Iranian regime. Reaffirming Israel's long-standing security policy, Netanyahu reiterated, "Israel will never allow those who call for our annihilation to develop the means to achieve that goal. Tonight, Israel backs those words with decisive action." As part of the military campaign, Israel struck key Iranian nuclear and missile facilities, including Iran's main uranium enrichment facility in Natanz, Iran's top nuclear scientists involved in bomb development, Iran's ballistic missile program, which could soon carry nuclear payloads. Last year, Iran launched 300 ballistic missiles at Israel, each carrying roughly a ton of explosives. Netanyahu warned that Iran's rapid missile expansion could soon equip these warheads with nuclear payloads, creating an existential threat to millions. "Imagine 10,000 tons of TNT landing on a country the size of New Jersey. This is an intolerable threat that must be stopped," he stated. Following the October 7 massacre, Iran's previous plan to encircle Israel with a ring of fire failed, Netanyahu noted, adding that Israel devastated Hamas, struck Iranian proxies in Syria and Yemen, and retaliated inside Iran itself. "Our Arab neighbors, too, have suffered from Iran's campaign of chaos and carnage. Our strikes against Iran's proxy Hezbollah led to the establishment of a new government in Lebanon and the collapse of Assad's murderous regime in Syria, offering the people of those countries a chance at a better future," he said. Netanyahu also addressed the Iranian people, distinguishing them from the regime, "Our fight is not with you. It is with the brutal dictatorship that has oppressed you for 46 years. I believe the day of your liberation is near, and when that happens, the great friendship between our two ancient peoples will flourish once again." Warning that Iran intends to supply nuclear weapons to its terrorist proxies, making the nightmare of nuclear terrorism a reality, he cautioned that the Islamic Republic's ballistic missile program could soon extend the nuclear threat to Europe, and eventually America. Iran calls Israel the small Satan and America the great Satan. For decades, Iran has led millions in chants of death to Israel and death to America. Today, Israel responds to those calls with action, and with our own call, "Long live Israel! Long live America," Netanyahu stated. He also praised President Donald Trump for confronting Iran's nuclear ambitions, stating, "He has made it clear, time and again, that Iran cannot have a nuclear enrichment program." Calling Iran's nuclear diplomacy a delaying tactic, Netanyahu declared that Israel must act now. "Today, it is clear Iran is merely buying time, refusing to agree to this basic requirement of peaceful nations," he said. "That is why we must act, and act now." Reflecting on past failures to confront rising threats, Netanyahu recalled how global leaders hesitated to challenge Hitler, leading to World War II, the deadliest conflict in human history. "After that war, the Jewish people and the Jewish state vowed, never again. Well, Never again is now, he warned. Israel's actions, the Israeli prime minister explained, stem from historical lessons. When enemies vow to destroy you, believe them. When enemies build weapons of mass destruction, stop them. Quoting biblical doctrine, Netanyahu reminded Israelis of their duty: when someone comes to kill you, rise and act first. This is exactly what Israel has done today, he continued. We have risen like lions to defend ourselves. Echoing Moses' ancient call, Netanyahu urged Israelis to be strong and courageous. Adding, generations from now, history will record that our generation stood its ground, acted in time, and secured our common future. He concluded with a final call, may God bless Israel. May God bless the forces of civilization everywhere. The operation continues, with Israeli forces striking additional Iranian military assets as tensions between Israel and Iran reach an unprecedented level. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.